It's time for another installment in our series, Brave New Workers, stories from people adapting to a changing economy.
Do I still see myself as a cowboy? Yeah, I do, and I hope I always do.
Free porn has completely killed the industry as we know it.
The black market is filled with people of color, just like the prison that I was in.
This week's story takes us to West Virginia, in the heart of Appalachian coal country. That's where we met emergency medical technician David Wiley, a 30-year-old former coal miner and father of three. Wiley spent the better part of his 20s jumping from job to job in the mines as the coal market fluctuated. Until one day, the jobs finally went dry and Wiley was forced to find a new way forward. Now, Wiley works for Stat Emergency Medical Services, a private ambulance company that serves communities across the region. We met up with Wiley as he waited in a parking lot for a dialysis patient.
We are at Bluefield, West Virginia Dialysis Center. We're waiting on a patient to come off dialysis treatment, pick him up, take him back to the nursing home. We do this every Saturday, me and Rocky does.
We step inside the ambulance with David Wiley and his co-worker Rocky Lusk and ask David to describe his last job working in the coal mines.
Rocky used to be in the mines. Ask him. Rocky.
Yo.
Paint these people a picture of when you first go underground.
Very dark.
Growing up the son of a lifelong coal miner, David Wiley saw the dangers of the work up close. His dad was injured in the mines, losing several fingers, damaging his knees and back.
I really didn't want to get into coal mining.
Wiley says growing up in West Virginia, job prospects were slim, and he needed to find a way to help support his family.
I've always wanted to go to school, get me an education. But, you know, I had bills and stuff, and I had to find a job, so I just figured, well, I'll just try my hand at it, and sure enough, I got a job underground. At the same time, I was excited. I really was, because I was getting ready to make $22 an hour. That's really good money for anybody. You know, a young kid like me, I've never made that kind of money. My first day of work underground was awful. I was considered what they call a red hat. And all that is you're the low man on the totem pole, and they're going to work you as hard as they can work you to see if you break. It was horrible. You'd go in at night and you'd work from 11 to 7. You'd go home and sleep all day, then you just get up and go again. You really didn't have no life. Starts playing the toll on you. You start getting back problems. You start having knee problems. You start getting hurt. I had a rock fall on me and crushed my foot. You can tell when the coal market's up, then you can tell when the bottom drops, because they'll start laying people off. One mine might work good for a year, then it might shut down. Then you go somewhere else, and it could work for 2 years, then it might shut down. I worked at one mine. We had over 500 men there at one time, and they shut the doors. 500 people lost their job. The last time I got laid off, started applying everywhere. Dollar store, Walmart. I was willing to take anything and everything. I was just surfing through the web, and the job description was a CPR driver, and you would basically just drive an ambulance. I remember talking to Eddie. He is the HR manager for STAT, basically crying because my unemployment was getting ready to run out, and I had two babies at the time. And I couldn't figure out how I was going to feed them, and he gave me a shot. I went from making $30 an hour to $8.75. But the advantage that this has over Lowe's or Walmart or something is you get plenty of overtime. I've come in at like 3 in the morning and not get off till 3 in the morning. I remember my first cardiac arrest. I was working with an EMT doing chest compressions on this guy, pouring my heart out, trying to keep this guy alive. Normally, when someone calls for an ambulance, it's one of the worst days of their life. You pick up somebody, they're on the verge of death, and you drop them off, and they're shaking your hand, saying, you know, you mean a lot to me. Makes you feel like you're somebody then. That's enough payment.
David Wiley is an emergency medical technician in Pineville, West Virginia. He's currently studying to be certified as a paramedic, and he spoke to us for our series, Brave New Workers, on people adapting to a changing economy.